Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Just a quick reminder of the acreage report and grain stocks numbers released yesterday. Corn planted acreage down 4% from 2013. Soybean acreage up 11%. Corn stocks on hand up 39% from June of 2013. Soybean stocks down 7%. The corn stocks in all positions at 3.85 billion bushels. Soybean stocks in all positions at June 1st totaled 405 million bushels. The marketplace reacted by moving sharply lower at this hour in Chicago. The CME group is still lower for the day, down about 14 to 17 cents in the soybeans, off 8 cents in the corn. Wheat futures are down 4 to 11 cents. Cattle futures up a buck 50 for the day. The feeder cattle up about $2.70, and the lean hogs are down about 77 cents. Let's check now the weather forecast as it comes from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated.
Most of the Midwest today is expecting to see a drying tendency to occur after the storms of last night occurred significantly from northeastern Nebraska through the middle of four-fifths of Iowa into portions of Illinois. The precipitation diminished as it moved further to the east in Indiana and Michigan and parts of Ohio. But we did see showers and thunderstorms in many of those areas, and that may be the last of it for a little while. We are expecting to see a drier tendency occur, and it's also going to trend a little bit cooler across the Midwest as well. We'll continue to monitor this rather closely, but there's no reason for great concern here. Actually, we will conserve soil moisture for a while here, and we'll also expect crop development maybe to slow down just a tad bit. It'll give the crops a chance to rest a little while. If you recall, temperatures here recently have stayed above 70 degrees at night for a little while, so this cool off coming up will really give the crop a nice little amount of rest before we start going back into some more warmer weather. The temperatures will cool to the upper 50s and 60s in the uppermost Midwest here today. This will include the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. The rest of the Midwest will still be relatively warm, a lot of 70 and 80 degree temperatures expected, but as we move on forward into the day tomorrow and on into Thursday, we'll see some of that cooler air expand across the heart of the Midwest. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the 60s and 70s across the northern two-thirds of the region, while a few 80s occur still in the far southernmost and extreme easternmost parts of the region. We'll expect all the temperatures in the Midwest on Thursday to be mostly running in the 70s across the region, and a strong warming trend will begin to occur after that, and it'll start off in the plains and become rather significant in some areas. From Texas to Montana, we'll see temperatures getting up into the upper 80s and 90s by the weekend, and temperatures over 100 degrees will be possible once again out that way. The Midwest will probably not get quite so warm, but they will see a warmer tendency. We'll expect most of the region to encounter temperatures back into the 80s and lower 90s as we get into the weekend coming up. Some areas in the west will warm quicker than that, and we will see some temperatures in the middle 90s possible near and west of the Missouri River, and we'll expect that to occur again as we get into the weekend. Now, the heat is not going to be able to get much more expansive than that, simply because of all the moisture that's in the ground and on the ground in the western Corn Belt and Plains. There's going to be a tremendous amount of feedback and moisture into the atmosphere as we heat it up, and that's going to destabilize the atmosphere and make a little bit of shower activity occur across portions of the region as we get into this warmer period coming up. Now, most of the showers that pop up will be brief and light, and they'll probably be focused more on the western Corn Belt and the Great Plains than in the eastern Midwest. Today's forecast continues to suggest that the southwestern Corn Belt has the highest potential for drying down over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, along with maybe a small part of the northern U.S. Delta. Keep in mind that these areas are saturated today, wet enough that certainly a week to 10 days of drying might actually be beneficial for some of the region. And we're not in any kind of a mood here to be concerned about the drying tendency, at least not in the first half of July. Timely rain will be important in the second half of the month. Most of the forecast model data suggests that we will still see some timely rain, although it may still be a little lighter than usual in the southwest.
Our thanks, of course, to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City for his daily updates of the weather forecast across the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Now let's take a look at the average basis for corn as it came in from DTN overnight. It was up 2 cents, 17 cents under the September contract. The corn index down 22 cents on the cash side at $4.02 per bushel. The national average basis for soybeans up 3 cents at 32 cents over the August contract, and the DTN national soybean index was down 45 cents at $13.62. The national basis for hard red winter wheat up a penny at 29 cents under the September contract. The hard red winter wheat index down 21 cents for the cash price at $6.71. Here the way the markets are trading in Chicago at this hour. They're down 11.5 cents at $6.99. That's actually for the hard red. The soft red at $5.60, down 4.75 cents. July corn futures are down 6 at 4.18 1/4. December futures 4.18 3/4, down 6.5. And the May contract 6.5 cents lower. July soybeans are at 13.86 1/2, down 14 cents. November at $11.38 1/2, down 18 3/4. And the March soybeans are trading at 11.53 1/4, down 17 1/4. Better catch the January at 11.46. That's down 18 cents. Bean meal at $8.90 lower for the day. The bean oil down a dime. August live cattle futures up $1.67 1/2 at $151.75. August feeders at $215.47 1/2 are up $2.70. And the lean hogs at $131.90 are 75 cents lower. Pete Manhart is now on the phone line. He is in Normal, Illinois at Bates Commodities. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know which is more important to the marketplace and to farmers at the moment. Probably the big drop in the trade yesterday based on the numbers which were released in the acreage and the grain stocks report, but the weather was pretty rough in Iowa and northern Illinois. I am sure you have seen photos of those areas. Green snap pretty rampant across to some portions. What do you hear from your producers?
Well, continued more rain in those areas, and that's the third or fourth or fifth time they've got it, where they get 4 to 5 inches. And a lot of those people are just don't think their crop's going to be very good. But the thing of it, the question is, how big an area is it compared to the really great stuff? So you just don't know that. We've continued down another 6 today on corn, and beans were down over 20, 25 a little bit ago. They've bounced 7 off the low, but there was no bounce to them last night at all except old crop July.
What did you make of the crop conditions report from yesterday afternoon?
About as expected. Corn, I think, was up 1 and beans unchanged, or vice versa, but it was the highest all time for that month, that week in June.
All right, and then as we look forward to the rest of the day, what kind of trade expectations do you see?
I expect it with the lows we've made today to be a little bit sideways from here. I don't expect them to drop a whole lot more than they are, so 6 to 8 on corn and 15 to 20 on beans.
Are there other shoes yet to drop in this marketplace that might push it lower?
Funds getting out and moving their money to other places.
Why would they do such a thing?
They think the stock market might be a better place to be than the grains. That's about it.
Just, and so we have to sort of wait and see, and now it'll be weather and rainfall and ponds and wind and blowing and
all that kind of stuff.
So producers should do what at this time, if anything?
I would still be looking at protecting downside. If you don't have half of it sold cash, you better be starting, even at these levels.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks.
That is Pete Manhart. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Joins us on this Tuesday morning to take a look at the marketplace. Again, let's take a look at those numbers as they're trading in Chicago at this hour on the last tick for real-time quotes. July corn at $4.18. It's down 6 1/4. December futures there at 4.19 1/4, down 6 cents. In July of next year at 4.43 1/2, 6.5 lower. July soybeans today at $13.87, down 13.5 cents. The November at $11.39 1/4, down 18. January at 11.46 1/2, 17.5 lower. In July of next year at 11.65 3/4, down 15. In the products, July bean meal at 4.49.60, down $8.70. July bean oil at 38.77, that's 8 cents lower. Live cattle futures at 151.75 are up $1.67 1/2. in the August contract. August feeders at 215, 52 and a half are up $2.75. September there at 216, 55 up 255. And lean hogs at $131.95, down 70 cents. Soft red winter wheat in the July at $5.60. That's down 4¾. The outside markets show us crude oil at $105.68 a barrel, up 31 cents. The Arbobber wholesale price of gasoline at this hour is just about a tenth of a cent lower, $3.04 per gallon. Ethanol futures trading $2.025 in the August. That's down 2¼ cents. And the natural gas at $4.44 a penny and 4 cents lower. Diesel fuel at $2.97 That's down 0.4 cents. And gold futures on the day have not opened. The U.S. dollar trading under 80 now at 79.81. And that is up 0.04. It is the top of the hour, 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu. If you're looking for our ag programming, you can always visit us at willag.org. That's willag.org. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. My handle is at Commodity Week, or you can follow your director of ag programming, David A. Dickey. That's at David A. Dickey. Here's the weather forecast for today. Partly sunny skies, a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 62. Tomorrow, 20% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high of 73. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy and 55 degrees. And on Thursday, sunny skies and 74. Thursday night, mostly clear and 56. On Independence Day, July the 4th, sunny and 77 degrees. I'm Todd Gleason.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.